Culture 6. Exercise 2B, page 52.
Fancy a cuppa? Fancy a cuppa? It's a phrase you often hear in the UK. In fact, the UK is one of the countries in the world where people consume lots of tea, with the average British adult drinking 876 cups a year. Obviously, because of its climate, the UK doesn't grow its own tea, but tea leaves from Asia were first brought to British shores by Dutch traders in the early 17th century. Back then, people mainly drank tea as a medicine. Years later, in the middle of the 18th century, British trading companies moved into parts of India. Tea became much more affordable, and Brits have been drinking it ever since. So, what's the secret to the perfect British cup of tea? The British usually drink black tea instead of green or white tea. Sometimes, especially on formal occasions, people use loose tea leaves and pour it from a teapot. But for a quick and easy cuppa, most people simply toss a tea bag into a mug and add boiling water from a kettle, and, of course, milk. Unlike in the Middle East, where people drink their tea without it, the British like tea with milk. Originally, they used to put milk into their cups to protect their porcelain cups from cracking from the heat. Nowadays, 93% of tea is taken with milk in the UK. People's personal tastes differ, though. Some people leave the bag in the mug longer and add less milk to make strong tea, whereas others prefer weak tea. You can tell the difference by the colour. Strong tea has a darker shade of brown. Those with a sweet tooth can add sugar. It's common for British people to have afternoon tea with sandwiches, cakes, biscuits, or scones topped with cream and jam. But in the UK, tea is drunk throughout the day and with every meal. In fact, Brits often call their main evening meal tea because the drink is an important part of it. Along with fish and chips, strawberries and cream, and baked beans on toast, tea is an essential part of the food culture of the UK. Until Victorian times, tea was very expensive, so only the rich could afford it. It was kept locked away in a tea caddy, and rich ladies carried the key around their necks.